You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Hello, and welcome to Inside Out. Thank you for joining me for today's podcast. And I'm really excited about this topic. We're going to talk about kindness. And I think it is one of the missing ingredients in our world, in our culture, in our lives today, and certainly a Bible theme, certainly fruit of the Spirit, and certainly we need it. And I guess the goal today would be, let's make sure that we are kind. And so let's explore this over the next few episodes. You're going to run into some folks today that are not kind, and be patient. You're going to have people you run into that are noticeably kind, and observe that, reward that. And then pay attention within yourself, too, today, that you'll have that struggle of different times where you may think or feel like, I don't want to be kind, or this thought is not kind, or my words, my tone was not kind. And then other times you'll just feel it flowing through you, kindness. So kindness counts. And let's explore this a little bit because, as I said, we're living in a harsh, cruel, bitter world that is fueled by harsh, cruel, bitter words. We have such polarization politically, socially, numerous ways. Social media could be called the meanness machine. Rue the day, in many regards, rue the day that social media was even invented. Let's, you know, sports even. Sportsmanship, where good sportsmanship, bad sportsmanship, really is just showing respect or lack of it. Acts of kindness or the opposite. And it is so refreshing. It is, you know, when you see somebody be a good sport, be a good winner or a good loser, that is so refreshing. And it relieves us too. When somebody is kind, it changes the atmosphere. So the world in general is unkind. People are hurting. People are feeling alone and hopeless and forgotten. And so what do we do about that? What can we do about that? Maybe the better question is, what are we supposed to do about it? So let's start from where we are as believers, as children of God. And I think we need to, off the top, remember that God is love, and love is kind, and God is our Father, and we are His children. And we should be loving and kind. Because God is loving and kind, we as His children should be loving and kind. So in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31, 32, in the English Standard Version, excuse me, it reads, "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ forgave you." The same passage in the Amplified Bible reads this way, "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor, perpetual animosity, resentment, strife, fault-finding, and slander be put away from you, along with every kind of malice, all spitefulness, verbal abuse, malevolence. Be kind and helpful to one another, tender-hearted, compassionate, understanding, forgiving one another, readily and freely, just as God in Christ also forgave you. You know, if we had nothing else to go on, there it is, what we are to not be and what we are to be. Well, when it comes to kindness, there's at times some confusion over just who we are to be loving and kind toward. So first, we are to be loving and kind to one another. And I'm speaking that to Christians, to believers, to followers of Jesus. Kind to one another, to the household of faith, to the family of believers. Galatians 6:10 in the Message paraphrase reads, "Right now, therefore, every time we get the chance, let us work for the benefit of all, starting with the people closest to us in the community of faith." So what comes to mind for me is concentric circles. You know, you throw a little pebble into the water and those circles, how they go out, smallest, closest, and then it keeps, you know, going on out, concentric circles. Well, the scripture says that we're to be kind every time we have the opportunity, starting with the people closest to us. So let's think that through. That would be, if you're married, your spouse, your family, going on out, your neighbors, your coworkers, your friends, workers, people that, you know, do something for you, or do something for them, you know, with your job, strangers, we're to be kind even to strangers. And here's one, enemies, even our enemies. So let's be kind, starting with the people closest to us. So as you move about, that changes throughout the day, who's closest to you. I think the whole point is, let's make sure that we're loving and kind wherever we go, to whoever we encounter. Kindness is what is needed, but kindness is, it's countercultural, it's counterintuitive, but it is kingdom. So Jesus, in Matthew chapter 5, verse 43 through 48, he said, "You have heard the law that says, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. In that way, you will be acting as true children of your Father in heaven. For he gives his sunlight to both the evil and the good, and he sends rain on the just and the unjust alike. If you love only those who love you, what reward is there for that? Even corrupt tax collectors do that much. If you are kind only to your friends, how are you different from anyone else? Even pagans do that. But you are to be perfect, or mature, complete, even as your Father in heaven is perfect." So there is the what you have heard, and then there is what Jesus is telling us. So he says, you have heard, love your neighbor, hate your enemy. But here's what I'm telling you. And here's what he told us. Be kind. Be kind. Be kind to your neighbor. Be kind to your enemy. And really, by implication, the enemy is one who is actively hostile or actively resistant or unapproving of you. So be kind to your neighbor. They're actively kind to you. This is not just the person living next to you. This is those that you're friendly with. Be kind to them, obviously. And then, not so obviously, be kind to your enemy who's actively resistant or unfriendly to you. And be kind to everybody in between. See, the enemy, you know, what about my enemy? Well, here's a good principle for us. Don't respond in kind. You know, when they are rude or unfriendly or unkind or even hostile, don't respond in kind. Respond in kindness. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 15 in the Amplified Bible, it says, "See that none of you repays another with evil for evil, but always aim to show kindness and to seek to do good to one another and to everybody. You know, kindness counts, and we've just got to do it God's way. He is our Father. He is loving. He is kind. We are His children. We are loving and kind. That's the way we are to be, and it matters. And every time you see and observe someone being loving and kind, a good sport, good winner, good loser, just being kind, you know, it refreshes us all, relieves us. Let's make sure, because we have Bible command and we have a Heavenly Father who's loving and kind. Let's make sure today, hey, and every day, let's be loving and kind, because kindness counts. Well, thank you for joining me today. This is a lot to think about, but you know what? As you endeavor to do this, I know that the Holy Spirit will meet you there. He will help you there. He'll remind you. He'll convict you. He'll forgive you. He'll give you that boost to keep on going to being loving and kind. Have a great week. We'll see you next time on Inside Out. God bless you.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.